Good morning. This morning we'll be in Psalms chapter 26 this morning as you find in your place there this morning. This morning it's... It's just different. I told them men in the prayer room, it normally ain't nothing when Brother BJ calls one of the men in the church and or asks us to preach for him. And it normally just get up here and lay what God's got on their heart. I speak for myself. I don't know about you, Brother Jake, but most time I'm not as nervous as I am right now. And I just know it's different this morning. And it may just more be the fact that I know the shepherd's laying over there in a hospital bed and it ain't just no vacation he's on. And he's called the men that's been called to preach to step up and help him out during this time. And when I talked to him, I said, "Brother, let's lay it on me." I said, "Give me your burdens. Let me help you tote them just a little bit." I told him, I said, all the time we come to you. We run to you. We ask you to pray for us. We take you our burdens and we pack your shoulders down." And I said, "Let me help you. Let me take a burden off of you." And, it's going to sound funny, but I'm thankful I did. You say, "Why are you thankful that you took somebody else's burden?" Because I know that right now he's not laying over there worried about what's happening right now. He's over there knowing that he's got men of God that's going to stand behind his desk and preach the Word of God. This morning, Psalms chapter 26, the title of my message this morning is "Prove Me." Prove me. Psalms chapter 26, if you'll stand with me this morning, we'll begin reading in verse 1. Bible says, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. And I have not sat with a vain person, neither will I go in with the disassemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency, so I will compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of the house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with a bloody man, in whose hands is mischief. And their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord." Let us pray. Lord God, I come this morning. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk, Lord God. Father, I come in this morning, in and over my head this morning, Father God. Father God, I'm asking you, Father God, to sit down in this place with us and just to help me through this message, Father God. Father God, I pray this morning, God, that they not hear my voice, Father God. They didn't come to hear me, Father God, but they come to hear you, to feel you, to see you high and lifted up over there, Father God. I pray this morning, Father, as Brother BJ's there, laying there this morning, God, I know, Father God, that he's wanting to be here, Father God. He's anxious to be here, Lord God. And Father God, I pray that you get him equipped, get him healthy, Father God, to be back here, Father God, soon, Father God. I pray this morning, God, that he's pain-free, Father God. I pray that he's resting well, Father God. I pray that for his family, Sister Brandy, Sister Kaylee, and Ryder, Father God. I pray that over them this morning, God. I pray over the reading of this word, Lord God. I pray that Satan don't come in and, Father, try to mess it up, Father God. I pray that we just bind him up in the name of Jesus and cast him out, Father God. Father, Father, I pray that as we stand up and these other men stand up, God, I pray that no weapon formed against us will prosper, Lord God, that if Satan can't get in on us, Father, the God, that he can't mess us up, Father God, that he can't get in our path, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that the messages come easy, Father God. I pray that the studying comes easy, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that you just put it on our lives, Father God, and give us a urgency, Father Lord. Father, I love you. And God, I thank you. Bless the reading of this word. Again, bless this hour. It's in your holy, sweet, precious name I do pray. And all God's people say, you may be seated this morning. My question for you this morning, church, is what does God see in you? I want to look here in Psalms chapter 26 in just a few minutes here. I just want to look and see what was said by David. He said, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me. What does God see in you this morning? I hope this morning the first thing I'd say is he sees a pure heart in you this morning. A pure heart that is authentic and sincere. It should reflect an internal alignment with God's will and truth. This morning I pray that God sees a heart that's pure this morning, that's authentic and sincere. I'm thankful that I serve a God who's authentic. I pray that I serve a God and thankful that I serve a sincere God, the one that keeps it straight, cuts me straight, and he don't sugarcoat nothing. I pray that I'm thankful this morning that that I serve a God just like that. He says there, and he says in verse 26, he says, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I've trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide, and examine me. I say that when he asks him to examine, I pray that he says that God says in my life that he's a pure heart that's authentic and that's sincere. I pray that he sees that in my life. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 33 and 34, the Bible says, I put it in Matthew 28, I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 33 and 34, the Bible tells us, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you be, ye being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I pray this morning my heart's pure. I pray God sees in my heart a pure heart. I pray this morning in your life he sees a pure heart as a saved person this morning. I pray that it's pure this morning. I've always been told what you put in is what will come out. And that's the truth. Whatever you put in your life, whatever you fill your heart with, whatever you put inside of you, it'll come out eventually. If you think right now that you're hiding something in your life, if you think that you're keeping it away from your spouse or from your mom, your dad, from a family member, if you're keeping that away this morning, if you think you're doing that, you're in the wrong. God sees it. He knows. He knows if you're being authentic and sincere. He knows if your heart's that way this morning. He knows what you're hiding. He knows what you're doing behind closed door. It said, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I want God to judge me. I want him to see. I want him to dig in the depths of me. I want him to reach down and scan my life. I want him to tell me where I messed up. I want him to show me where I'm wrong. And I want it to be sincere. I want it to be authentic. Bible says, I see that also, not only do I see that pure heart this morning can be authentic and sincere. But I want God to see that I got a heart devoted to God. I want him to know that I've got a heart that's devoted to him and not the world. I got a heart that's devoted to what he's called me to do. And the same I pray for you, that your heart this morning is devoted to God. It's pure, devoted to him. If our life is not devoted to God, what is it devoted to? What are we lining up with? What are we putting in front of it? Hey, I didn't think that just this week I'd be getting a phone call from Brother BJ. That would say that he was going in for open heart surgery and that he'd be down for a few weeks and I need you to step in. I just figured it'd be just today and we'd all be good. But that ain't the case. He called and he said, hey, I'm going to need y'all to step up. I'm going to need y'all to fill this pulpit for a few weeks. He said, I'm going to need y'all to take care of it. So you know what? I got to make sure my heart's devoted to God. I can't make sure that it's devoted to the worldly things, because if I'm devoted to it, I won't have time to study my Bible. I won't have time to pray to him. I won't have time to learn about God. If I fill all the things up with the world, my heart won't be devoted to God and it won't be pure. Devoted to God, our hearts, it should seek to know and love God. We should, every day we get up, we should seek God, and we should want to love Him. We should want to learn more about Him. We should want to see what God has in store for our lives. We should see that when we wake up, that we know that we pray and that we ask Him for a hedge of protection and to walk out, because we don't know what that day may hold. We don't know what the next few minutes hold. If we ask God, if we just get up and we go on about our lives, we're facing everything that Satan's got in our path. We're facing everything that he's got lined up that he can attack us with. We're facing all these things. And if we don't pray to God to show us, to be on a lookout, then He's going to slap us right in the face with it, and there we are falling. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 29, the Bible tells me, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him, if thou seek Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." Bible tells me we should seek Jesus. We ought to be devoted to God and seek Him with all our heart and with all our soul. I know that the Bible didn't just tell me to seek Him half-heartedly or with just half of my life. He told me to seek it with all my heart and with all my soul. This morning, if you ain't seeking Jesus with all your heart, with all your soul, if you're sitting on the fence this morning, you're lukewarm. You're not devoted. Your life's devoted to something of this world. Your life's devoted to whatever that you've got in front of you and God. I see that this morning. He said, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me." He said, "Try my reins," to examine His inner emotions. He said, "Examine the inside of me." In Psalms 26, verse 2, He said, "Try my reins and my heart." He said, "Examine." He said, "To examine it." I see that pure heart this morning is authentic and sincere. I see it's devoted to God. I also see that what God should see in me is a pure heart that's free from sin and guilt. I see that this morning. You say, "Well, we was born in this world sinners." Yes, we are. We mess up daily, but we should strive to be like Jesus. We should strive to walk the way He walked and talk the way He talked. We shouldn't get up in the mornings and go and get out and go down the road and just start cussing at the first person that cuts us off. We shouldn't get up on the weekends and the first thing we do is crack a cold beer on Saturday morning and go mow our lawn. We shouldn't do these things. We shouldn't get up and be by ourselves and get away from our spouse and pull up our phone and look at the things of the world that we shouldn't be looking at. We shouldn't get out here and judge one another. We shouldn't be out here backbiting our brothers and sisters in Christ. We shouldn't be doing anything. The Bible says there, I see that our pure heart should be free from sin and guilt. He said, David said, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart." He said to examine the inside of him. He said, make sure that I'm free from sin and guilt. He said in verse 4, he said, "I have not sat with the vain persons, neither will I go with disassemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency, so I will compass thine altar, O Lord." He said he didn't run with these folks. He got away from these folks. If you run with them, your heart's going to not be, it's going to be full of sin. It's going to be full of guilt. David said, "Get away from that." He said, "Examine me, Lord, that I'm not running with the people that I shouldn't be running with." I see, what does God see in you? What does God see in me this morning? That pure heart should be uncontaminated. Pure heart should be uncontaminated. A doctor, when they get ready to go in and perform a surgery, they go into a room and they start washing up. They go in this place and they start washing their hands, their arms. And when they get done, they hold them up like this. And they got a nurse already there that's already gloved up and ready. And she dresses that doctor out and makes sure that he don't touch nothing that he don't need to touch. You know why? Because when he touches something that ain't been clean, it's what? It's contaminated. When we touch something out of this world, when we start dabbling in sin, guess what? Our heart becomes contaminated of the world. The things of this world start contaminating our heart. We should let God go in like a doctor does and go in just our arms free, our heart wide open to Him, and just be uncontaminated. Let Him clean our filthiness up. Be in there and get sanitized. Get under His presence and let Him clean us. I find our heart should be pure this morning. What does God see in you? I see not only does he should find a pure heart. But this morning I see that He should find a perfect heart. And you say, well, that's the same thing as pure. Pure means uncontaminated. Perfect means completeness. This morning, if you ain't complete, it's because you ain't got Jesus Christ in your life. If you ain't got Jesus this morning, you're incomplete. You're still missing part of your life. You're still missing the main thing, and that's Jesus. This morning, I say our heart should be perfect. It should be our perfect heart should be full of integrity. Our heart should have integrity. What is integrity? Living honestly and ethically. It's doing the right thing when nobody else is looking. It's us doing what God has called us to do in our life. Even when the world ain't looking, He's always looking. We should be doing what He's called us to do. He said in verse 2, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins, my heart. But in verse 1, He said, for I have walked in my integrity. He said, I have done the right thing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. He said, I am walking the way I'm supposed to walk. I'm not hanging out with the people I'm not supposed to. I'm not doing the things of the world. He said, I'm walking in integrity. And that's the way our heart should be this morning. We should walk in integrity. When we're not in the church, we should be living a life full of Jesus and an example of Jesus. I told my Sunday school class this morning, I said, there's enough people out there that say they're Christian and still living like the world. There's enough people out there that's kicking God's name straight in the dirt. And the world sure don't need our help to do it. It sure don't need our help to do it. So we should have integrity. Our heart should be a perfect heart full of integrity. We should be doing what we've been called to do. Hey, if you can come in here and you can act this good for 1 hour, you should be able to go outside these four walls and you should be able to go out there and act the same way. If you come in here and you put a mask on and smile and shake people's hand, you're wrong. You're wrong. We shouldn't condone the things of the world. I see our perfect hearts should be full of integrity. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 9, the Bible says, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. You let the alcoholic, you let the one on dope walk in on the streets, you let the one that's been locked up several times and see if you don't know his name when he walks through the door or her name. You see if you don't know their name. You see if you've seen them posted on Facebook on the inmate roster. You see that if they've been posted on the front newspaper, if they still give out newspapers. You see that their name's on that front page and you see it and they're known. You can probably go back and tell them a list about them. You can go back and tell everything about them. They're known. That's what Proverbs told us. He said we'd be known if we were doing wrong. He said, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. You let a child of God mess up. You let a child of God be walking on the path that he ain't walking. You let him walk that way for a little while and don't think, you better bet somebody will notice about it. Don't think you're hiding. You'll start missing church. You'll start attending of the things that we do with the church. You'll soon get out of coming to small events. You'll soon be left out coming to Sunday school. You'll soon be left out in the church. You'll soon start missing Sunday nights. You'll soon start missing Wednesday nights. You let a child of God start acting like the world and see how long it is till they're outside. Till they're outside. I see our perfect heart this morning. What does God see in you? It should be a perfect heart this morning full of integrity. I also see that it should be dedicated to God this morning. Our heart should be dedicated to God. If we're not dedicated to Jesus Christ, what are we dedicated to? Is it easy to get dedicated to something else? It is. Is it easy to slip up and not be dedicated to Jesus Christ? It is. There's things of this world that wants us to draw close to it as well. There's things out there that want us to pull us away from Jesus Christ. Satan tries his best every day to pull me and you from Jesus Christ. But if we dedicate, if we bury our roots in Jesus Christ, it's going to be hard for him to move you. It's going to be hard for Satan to pull you away from Jesus. Colossians 3:23, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Do everything you do for Jesus Christ and don't try to please man. Don't try to please man. Our Sunday school lesson this morning was on naming. Yeah, we got different books than most of y'all.
Ours was on Naaman this morning, and Naaman, he was the captain. He was in the army, and he was the head honcho, and he had an issue with his skin this morning, and he didn't want to listen to what the lady, the young girl that come and told him what he needed to do. He wanted to think that he was better. He wanted to think that he was more powerful and that he deserved an easier way to get rid of his issue with his skin. And that wasn't the case. He wasn't obedient, so he had to suffer a little longer until he became obedient. He wasn't dedicated to what that girl had called him to do. He wasn't dedicated for what he was shown and what he was told to do. It said, whatever, and so whatsoever you do it heartily as to the Lord. Don't try to please man this morning. If you're trying to please man this morning, you're in the wrong. Hey, I'm not Brother BJ standing up behind this pulpit. I'm not him this morning. But if you came to listen to Brother BJ, you're wrong this morning. If you came to listen to just him this morning, you came in here for the wrong reason. If you came to just listen to me this morning, you're in here for the wrong reason. I pray this morning you're not hearing me. I pray that God's moving on you. I pray that right now that conviction's on your life. I pray that if you're dealing with something, I pray that it's bothering you. I pray that you're ready for me to shut up and walk out these doors and go eat lunch. I pray that it's all over you this morning. I see we're dedicated. I see our hearts should be dedicated. But I also say a perfect heart this morning should be obedient to Jesus Christ. It should be obedient. Naaman wasn't obedient in that lesson. And when he finally became obedient, he was cured, he was healed. He went to the Jordan and he dipped 7 times like he was told to. And his skin disease, it was gone. It was clean. It's like a newborn baby, it said. It was clean. It was white clean. Hey, if you're struggling with something in your life and you're not following Jesus Christ, if you're not listening to what Jesus has called you to do, if you're disobeying Him, your life's only going to be miserable. It's going to be miserable. You're going to fight it till you just follow and trust in Him until you give in to what He's called you to do. You got to be obedient to Jesus. We look here in verse 2, it says, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove my heart. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness before my eyes, and I have walked in the truth. I have not sat with a vain person, neither will I go in with the dissembler. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so will I compass thy altar, O Lord, that I may publish with a voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works." The next thing that leads me to after obedient is that we ought to, this morning, God should see in us a passionate heart. That's sharing His word. It said there, verse 7, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. We should be passionate this morning. Our hearts should be passionate to share Jesus Christ with the lost, with the dying world, with the ones that are backslidden this morning, the one that's just having a rough time, the one that thinks the world's coming against them, the one that thinks that there's no way out. We should be passionate to give them hope. We should be passionate to tell them that Jesus Christ is there and He'll help you through, that He'll see you through. It's sharing the word this morning. I see that the Bible says in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, the Bible says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost." It said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." God told us in Matthew chapter 28 to go. He said to go therefore and teach all nations. And He wrote that. It's written in red. He spoke that. He said to go. We should have a passionate heart to share God's word. Hey, we're not going to reach anybody in our life just sitting on the church pew. We're not going to reach anybody in this life, in this world, by not sharing Jesus Christ. If we just walk by them and we let them keep on keeping on, they're still going to be on a path straight to hell. We got to be obedient. Got to be obedient and have a passion to share the word of God. Sometimes we just get busy. Or sometimes we just think that, well, if I share the word of God with them, they ain't going to listen. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen to what I've got to say. They don't want to hear what I've got to say. So we don't share God. We don't share what God's told us to give them. We don't go ahead and give them what God's given us to share to them. We're disobedient. Then we're miserable. We're miserable because we know that God's going to remind us that, hey, I should have gave that person Jesus. I should have shared Jesus with that man or woman. I should have gave him Jesus. I should have done what I was supposed to do. I should be passionate of sharing Jesus Christ. I also see that our heart A passionate heart should be pleasing to God. Our heart, our passionate heart should be pleasing to God. You say, how can our heart be pleasing to God? John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you want to please God, do what he's asked you to do. Do what he's called us to do. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said in Psalms chapter 26, Lord, I have loved the habitation of the house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, and whose hand is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. He said, redeem me and be merciful unto me. You want a heart, a passionate heart that's pleasing to God? Love him and keep his commandments. Do what he has asked you to do. Share that word. Be passionate about sharing. Be obedient what he's called you to be obedient to. Hey, you may be fighting right now that he's called you to be a Sunday school teacher and you're like, I don't teach classes. He might have told you, asked you to be a music leader or in the choir or whatever, a preacher this morning, and you're like, I don't like crowds. I don't like speaking in front of people. I don't like doing this. I don't like doing that. Well, sometimes God likes to throw kinks in our plans and make us do what we don't like to do. It gets challenging when it's that way. It gets fun when he throws a kink in your plan and he messes you up and you're not used to doing that. I like it when he throws me a curveball every once in a while. Gets me thinking. Gets me studying. Gets me learning more about it. Because it's my plan. That's the plan he's got for me. That's where he wants me to go. That's what he wants me to do. And the same for you. We're not all built the same. We're not all supposed to do the same thing. But whatever he's called you to do, be passionate about it. Hey, if you ain't passionate, somebody else can tell it. A coach that's got a kid that ain't passionate about the sport, he can tell it. He can tell it. A coach that ain't passionate to his kids when he's coaching them, the players can tell it. A mama, a daddy that ain't passionate in their household, the kids can tell it. The husband, the wife, the one that ain't passionate to one another, that spouse can tell it. When you ain't passionate to Jesus Christ, hey, the church can tell it. The world can tell it. He said, what does God see in you this morning? A passionate heart sharing his word. A passionate heart that should be pleasing to God. But I also see that passionate heart should be worshiping this morning. He said there, look in Psalms chapter 26 and verse 7, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving. He said, I shall publish my voice. I should give praise to Jesus Christ. I should be thanking Jesus Christ. My voice shall praise him and thank him. We should be worshiping Jesus with a passionate heart this morning. The music team don't like it when we half-heartedly worship Jesus. And you say, why don't they like it? Because they can see our face when they're standing up here. They can look out and say, man, he ain't into it or she ain't into it. They just came in to check their box this morning. It was Sunday morning. I'm going to attend this morning's service. I'm going to check my box and I'm going to go back home. Wasn't passionate about being here. This morning, I knew before I ever came in this morning. I knew before I ever came in this morning it was going to be rough. It was going to be tough. I battled all week trying to figure out what God would have me to bring. I battled all week. What he'd have me to bring. Because I was trying to also make sure it ain't what I wanted. I was trying to make sure that was what he'd have me to bring. Because if it was all about me, we might as well shut the doors and go back home because it ain't going to work. I have a passion this morning to share Jesus Christ. I have a passion this morning to stand behind this sacred desk and preach God, preach the Word of God. I have passion this morning that when Brother BJ called me, that I would stand here and preach the Word of God even though he's not right here. I wanted to make sure that when I got done preaching today that I was doing the right thing, because eventually it ain't that I answer to BJ when he comes back. It's that I'll answer to God when I stand face to face before him. And I'll give account for every word that I said today. Some folks think that's nothing, but I don't know how many folks is in here, 200 people maybe, 150. But that's a lot of lives on my hands. That's a lot of lives on my hands. I got to count for it one day. And I'd hate to know that I stood behind a desk and gave you something that wasn't true and sent you straight to hell. I'm passionate about giving the Word of God this morning. But I see, not the last point this morning, what does God see in you? I see he should see a pure heart. I see that he should see a perfect heart. I see that this morning he sees a passionate heart. But there's one thing I pray that he don't see in us this morning. I pray that he don't see a prideful heart this morning. A prideful heart that's full of arrogance, believing you're better than one another. I pray that this morning your heart ain't prideful and it's full of arrogance this morning. Proverbs 16:18, it gives us a warning this morning about a prideful heart. The Bible says in 16:18 that pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. He said, pride goeth before destruction. It's going to fall if you got a prideful heart. It's going to be destroyed. It's going to cause destruction. It gives us a warning that if our heart is arrogant, if it's full of pride this morning, it's going to be destroyed. It's going to destroy our lives. It's going to destroy our ministry. It's going to destroy the things around us. I'm one person that doesn't like an arrogant person. I don't like them. I don't like them one bit. And if you're arrogant around me, I'm going to let you know it. I'm just that way. You put your pants on the same way I do every morning, one leg at a time. If you can do two, congratulations. But God don't like an arrogant person either, because ain't nobody better than he is. I don't care how much money you got in a bank account. I don't care what kind of house you live in. I don't care what kind of car you drive. We're all the same. We all bleed red. We all breathe the same air Jesus has given us. We all sinners. The only thing that splits some of us up is some of us is going to the kingdom of heaven, and some of us is headed straight to hell. That's the only difference. Naaman, his title didn't matter. His title didn't matter to that little young girl that went and shared him Jesus. He may have been the captain of the army. He may have been the highest ranking man. But it don't matter. It don't matter. I might wear a badge that says Alabama State Trooper on it, but you know what? That makes me nothing. That makes me nothing. I'm no different than you sitting out there in the congregation. It makes me nothing. And I don't want to wear it like I'm somebody that's highfalutin. Because if I ever get that way, take it away from me. Because it'll destroy my ministry. Prideful heart, I pray this morning that what God sees in you is not a prideful heart that's arrogant. I pray it's not self-centeredness. I pray that this morning your heart's not self-centered. I look in this message in Psalms 26. David said, he said, gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men. He said, I don't want to be around these people. I don't want to feel like the world. I don't want to be all prideful. I don't want it to be about me. He said, let me get away from these people. I see this morning that a prideful heart is judgmental. But I also see that prideful heart, it's envy. It causes envy. What's envy? Jealousness.
Jealousness. No, it's easy to be jealous of what some other folks has got sometimes. It's easy to be jealous of who people are. But that just causes a prideful heart. You know, I always used to say, hey, boy, if we could be like Brother BJ. I'm jealous. I know when I was trying to write this sermon out, and I was like, man, Brother BJ, boy, he can get up there and he can write one out and put it on paper. You ever call him to have to put a message on paper, he'll put it out there like it was, like he already had it written. Sometimes we envy somebody. I'm not envying Brother BJ, but sometimes I'm like, man, wish I could do that. And I can. Just let God speak to you. Because again, it's sometimes selfishness gets in the way. Or my plan wants to get in the way. Not God's plan. Sometimes I wanted to go this way. God's like, no, go this way. It's easier that way. It's easier when we follow God. It's easy when our heart's pure. It's easy when our heart's perfect. It's easy when it's passionate. But if we ever get prideful, we ever let that old prideful heart get in the way, that's what was wrong with Naaman. Naaman's heart was prideful and he didn't want to be cured in the Jordan River because it was muddy. He wanted to go to two other rivers that was clean. Verse 11 says, but as for me, in Psalms 26, but as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me, he said. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. As our music team comes this morning, what does God see in you this morning? Be like David. Judge me. Ask him to judge you this morning. Examine your life. But if you don't want to be examined, don't ask him. If you don't want him to judge you, don't ask him. He'll point out where you're wrong. Hey, if you lost this morning, he's already examining you. He knows you lost. If you saved, he knows you saved. Examine yourself this morning. What does God see in you? This morning, I pray your heart's pure. I pray it's perfect. I pray it's passionate about Jesus Christ. Hey, y'all got us for a few more weeks. You got me, you got Brother Bradley, you got Brother Jake, you got Brother Hagen. Some of you won't come back because I told you that. That's true. Some folks come in just to hear BJ preach. That's true. That's true. But I'll tell you what it does. Yeah, it don't only hurt Brother BJ, but every man that'll get up here and preach to, it's like a kick in the face for some of them. I could care less. I've preached at churches where 10 of them sitting in the pew. But it tells you where your heart's at. It tells you where your heart's at. If you're passionate about what Jesus Christ is doing here, if you're passionate about it, if your heart's pure, you'll come back, don't matter who's preaching. Because Jesus is always preaching when I've came in this place. I sat over there, nervous. My nerves is gone, by the way. My nerves is gone. But I sat over there. That first song we sang, when it said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, it's like somebody just poured a bucket of ice on me. The Holy Spirit just hit me right there. And I was praying for him just to move on me. Because I was shaking over there. Scared, not scared, nervous. And I wanted him to move on my life. Calm me down. This morning, what does God see in you? Let us pray. Lord God, I love you. Lord God, I thank you. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to stand here today, preach your word. Father, I thank you. Father God, you've called me. Father God, you moved this morning through me. You calmed my nerves this morning. I thank you for that. Father, during this hour, I pray right now, during this time of invitation, that people would ask you to search them, to judge them, God, to see what their heart looks like this morning. Father, they may need you this morning to go in and purify it. They may need to go in there, they may need you to go in there, Lord God, and give them compassion this morning, God. Father, whatever it may be, Father God, to get the pride out, Father God, I pray this morning that God, we just humble ourselves and ask you to seek our heart. Lord, I pray you bless in this time. It's in your name I pray. Amen.